Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy has introduced bail reform legislation. He says it could help keep nearly 3,000 people off the budget rolls who are in jail because they cannot post bond. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler reports that Malloy's bail reforms take a different approach than the one he pushed for last year.
Malloy's bail reforms never made it up for a vote last year when they were packaged with Second Chance Society proposals. Now that the election year has passed, Malloy has introduced a separate bill for bail reform. Among other things, the bill says people charged only with misdemeanors would not be set with money bail, that is, unless they have a history of missing court dates. Defendants would also be able to make a cash deposit for 10% of the bail set. The bill aligns with bail reform suggested recently by the Connecticut Sentencing Commission. That's a group of judges, prosecutors, defense lawyers, and police. The CT Mirror reports that defendants who are awaiting trial stay in jail about 100 days. That costs the state about $70 million each year. Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.